We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Data maintained by the Department of Labor evaluates different occupations as their exposure to diseases and physical proximity to others among a boatload of other data. As the coronavirus continues to spread throughout the United States, people with jobs that put them in physical contact with many others are at the greatest risk of becoming sick and spreading the disease to others. Healthcare workers are, of course, at the greatest risk as they encounter diseases and infections daily and typically work in close proximity to one another and their patients. Using the Labor Department statistics, occupations can receive a score from 0 to 100 for both exposure and proximity to others, with 100 over 100 being of greatest concern. Dental hygienists score the highest of any occupation, while nurses receive a score of 80 over 77. Personal care aides and home health aides who work with the elderly, the population most susceptible to the illness, are also extremely vulnerable. Given the asymptomatic latency period between the time a person is infected and the time that they show symptoms, 5 to 14 days, plus the high airborne transmission rate of the virus and long survival times on surfaces, we are likely to see significant exponential growth rates in the early days and weeks of this outbreak until herd immunity kicks in. Data analysis of recent global reports lead to the estimate of doubling times for infected populations as somewhere between 4 and 6 days. But what does a doubling time of 4 days actually mean? If you have 100 people infected today, 4 days later there are 200. Then 4 days later it's 400. An exponential is a simple doubling, 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 4, 8 to 16, etc. Our minds generally function in a linear world, so exponential growth curves are deceptive. We don't fully grasp things that are exponential, especially four-day doubles. Doubling something 10 times and it's 1,000 times bigger. Double something 20 times and it's 1 million times bigger. When we bring time into the doubling equation, then 100 infected people today with a doubling rate of 4 days means that in 20 doublings, 80 days or 2.5 plus months, there could be as many as 100 million people infected by the end of May. Now that is hard to wrap your mind around, but it is math, not prophecy. The spread can be slowed, public health professionals say, if people practice social distancing by avoiding public spaces and generally limiting their movement. That means we limit the number of people who become vectors of the virus. While this is a very serious pandemic, reason, logic, and responsible behavior is the answer, not complacency, fear, or panic. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.